Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Mason County Lady Royals basketball coach Paula Boozer. The Lady Royals open the season tonight at Bishop Rossard. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and talk Lady Royals basketball with Coach Paula Boozer right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here at Mason County Lady Royals basketball coach Paula Boozer. And coach, I know excited to get the season underway. When this airs, you'll have your first game coming up against Bishop Rossard, but I know you and the girls are excited to play somebody else.
We are excited. These girls have worked hard throughout the summer. Some of them have worked even on their own to help improve some of their skills that they needed to focus in on. And we know that we have a young squad, sophomore dominated squad with two freshmen and the rest eighth graders. And it's going to be a season that is going to be a learning curve for us. Some of these girls have had experience from last year. In particular, Lexi has had the most, Amir being second in regard to that, and Olivia Hughes some as well. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a learning curve, and these girls are up for the challenge. They're working hard. They play together. They're unselfish. You know, we just have to make sure that we have some leaders on the floor and be able to put the ball in the basket.
Before we started the interview, you know, you guys were 11 and 18 last year, but you said 11 of those games, you make one shot here or there. It could have been flipped. I know you're not focused on last year, but in a lot of those games and a lot of those girls, you mentioned a young team, got experience last year. I know they're still young, which you hope helps them somewhat.
Right. We were 11 and 18 last year, and out of the 18 losses, 11 of them are probably within 6, 7, 8 points. You know, our shooting percentage was not good, and we struggled with that all year long, shooting 30% from the floor, 27 from 3-point, and 60 from the free throw line. It's hard to win ball games like that when your shooting percentage is not better than that. And we focused a lot last year on shooting mechanics, and we are still focusing on shooting mechanics because that's something that you can't change overnight, and it's something that we're going to work on. And I really believe that we will shoot the ball much better from the floor this year with the girls that we have.
How exciting is it to have, I guess it's kind of a gift and a curse, but you mentioned a young team, hungry, wants to learn, wants to be in the gym. You've got a lot of girls, that team that wants to get in the gym, wants to get better every single day and wants to be here.
Right. That's one of the things that we've talked about. They want to be here. They want to be out there. It's their time to shine. And they have 3 years in which to build upon that. And that's something that'll be really crucial down the road, you know, because they do work hard. They do play together. And if we can develop the things that needed to be developed, the sky's the limit for them. So they're working towards that, mixing some things up and doing some things. And some of them are going to play multiple roles, like Olivia Hughes. Olivia is going to play inside out. Come Friday night, she could be the point guard. I don't know. We have some issues going on right now with some health issues, and two of our girls are going to be out probably more than likely for that, and we'll see how things go.
I think you had a couple scrimmages. You know, I know there's scrimmages, so it's not the same as turning the lights on when it's real game action, but what'd you take away from those, or how did those help you moving forward to tonight's game against Brossard?
The two scrimmages, I thought our last scrimmage with Greenup County was the best. Greenup has a very nice basketball team. They're big, they're stout, they can shoot the ball well, and I thought we did a really good job of playing them. They were able to shoot a few threes on us that we didn't cover, but that's one of those things that we need to address, and we did. And I was excited. We scored quite a few points, and defensively we were good, so it's all going to be good.
Let's talk about some of your girls. You mentioned Lexi Young, and you know she spoke at Media Day, and most of our listeners, I'm sure, have heard the name. Phenomenal track athlete. She probably already has D1 offers in track, but we saw glimpses of her last year, and she's still just scratching the surface of how good, how athletic, and what a special talent she is.
Lexi has more experience than anybody that we have on the team, and she started last year as a freshman. She's 6'1". She can run. She can jump. She has a long arm span. Defensively, she's very good. One of the main focuses for us is for her to be a strong contender inside for us. She has a long, thin body. She's going to have to body up against people who are going to be bigger and stouter than she is, but she can jump out of the gym. So she has to be able to take that mentality and put it together. And she's been working on her shot because her shot was one of the things that we needed to focus on last year. And she's been doing a lot of that this year. And she worked this summer in some workouts working on her shooting game. You know, if she can get that down, which we have seen a lot of progress in, if she can get that down, then the sky's the limit for her too, because she could be a Division I basketball player.
You kind of mentioned some of the other girls who got a lot of experience. Amira Reed, we saw glimpses of her, Buttery as well, and Hughes. So again, young players, but saw significant action last year and significant contributions we saw at times last season for those girls.
Right. Amir came in last year to take over the point when Macy came out. She's going to be a vital key to our progress this year. She has to be the floor leader on the floor. Everything's going to go through her, and she knows that. And she has a nice shot as well. She can shoot from the perimeter or take the ball to the basket because of her speed and quickness. Olivia Hughes is about 5'10", inside-out player, multiple roles, very talented, can shoot well from the floor. So she's going to be a big key. Carly Buttery is very strong, aggressive inside. I like her mentality. When she goes to the board, she'll fight anybody, get rebounds. She works hard, and most people don't realize she can also shoot from the floor as well. So she'll play inside out as well. Adrian Down-Perry, called AP, has a lot of speed and quickness, and normally we would put her on the best offensive player because of her speed and quickness, and she can really get after you. My main focus with her this year is developing confidence in her shot. You know, if she can get more confidence in that, then I think she's going to be an all-around basketball player as well. We have Hallie Peffer, who is also a very good shooter on the floor. She will be key for us coming in and stepping up, getting rebounds, coming out and shooting on the floor. Sierra Fox, speed, quickness, defensive ability, doesn't have a lot of confidence in her shot, and we're working on that. Ryan Hines, who will also come in some against zones, possibly, because she's a good shooter as well. Kylie Kirk will probably be our second point guard, but right now she's dealing with some medical issues, and she's probably going to be out 3 to 4 weeks, so that's something that we'll have to adjust to as well.
On the outside, it looks like you're going to have multiple opportunities for girls to earn minutes. You can say that every year, but you know, you lost so much last year. Again, a lot of these girls are going to be starters or no play significant minutes, but it has to be exciting for them or you as a coach knowing that, you know, we've got opportunities for girls to give us minutes and work in practice and show us what you got in the game.
That's only going to make them better because they're sophomores and freshmen and eighth graders. We didn't have very many come out at the high school this year for a variety of different reasons, and I'm not going to go into those. But nevertheless, the girls that are here already know that there's multiple opportunities for them to play at both levels. And my philosophy is if you're not going to start varsity, you're going to start JV. So these girls are going to get numerous opportunities to play at both levels, which is only going to make them better in the long run if they're able to stay with it and be consistent with it.
And how exciting is it to have kids in practice every day that, again, want to be here, want to learn? And I guess it's for coaches. Some of these girls have played a little bit, but, you know, teaching moments, but yet you hope they process it. And how do you adjust that knowing they're young but not make silly mistakes?
Well, they're young, but they're coachable, and they're willing to listen, and they're willing to learn. And that's all been a key for us moving forward. You know, we added Coach Willie McKay to our staff this year, who came from Augusta. He's had 3 years varsity experience there. And how the girls have accepted him has been great moving forward. It's only going to make us better. We're going to be a good basketball team. It's going to take time for us to develop and get things done the right way. But these girls already know part of the system that we put in place last year because they played it at the JV level, and they did a really good job of that with Coach Toll. So we're going to be fine. You know, we need the community to come out and help support us because they are young. They're not going to get much recognition. We didn't get much recognition in the 10th region last year. We didn't get any recognition this year in the 10th region preseason selection. And that's what I said in media days. There are going to be some people that are going to be surprised about the ability that these young ladies have. And they don't care about all of that stuff, but I care about that stuff because I know that they're better than what most people perceive them to be, and that adds more fuel to the fire for them.
You guys are going to play a lot of games, the majority of your games, at the Lady Royals Gym downtown, and if you haven't been to a game, I urge you to come out when the band's there, and you know, you can barely think, and it's loud, and it's warm, and it's intense, and, you know, of course, you played for the Lady Royals, but, you know, exciting to get down there when the band's in there, the popcorn, and it's an awesome environment.
It's a great environment for a girls' basketball game. If you haven't been around at the girls' gym downtown, we're going to have a whiteout on December the 11th. I think that's against Pendleton County. And we'll have the band and the cheerleaders and little cheerleaders. It'll provide a great atmosphere because a lot of times when you come out here to the fieldhouse, it might be 50, 75 people, 100. But if you get that many people down at the Lady Royals gym, it just provides more energy for us, more excitement for the girls. I think they get caught up in that as well. It's just a great atmosphere. And a lot of people, you know, wonder how come we are playing there, and that's the reasons we are. We practice in that gym every day, so that's where we need to play. Now, we'll play some games up here at the Fieldhouse, the Murph Classic, we're going to play up here, and that's all good too, because the girls like coming up here and playing as well. But I just think, as a whole, the atmosphere downtown is the best place for the girls to play, and anybody that's been in, like you have, it's awesome.
Some scheduling kind of things that stand out. You're playing the Pikeville Invitational Tournament. You open, I believe, with Pikeville there. Christy Worm, she's got a top team in the state, but I know neat for those girls to get to go on a Christmas trip, have some bonding. I know you've coached for a number of years, but those are things outside of wins and losses that kids remember. And you know, some of these girls, you know, it might be a trip that they get to take and memories that they might last a lifetime.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get in a tournament. And I had been in touch with Coach Orm before. We go back a long ways and we've come out on top in those ways. Personally, I think it's payback that we're playing her, but that's okay. She's got a senior dominated team and she's ranked 7th in the state, I believe. So that'll be a tough task for us, but we have to play teams along those calibers to sort of get a gauge at where we're at and how much further we have to go. And that'll be a good experience for the girls.
Looking at the district, you know, Bracken won it last year, pegged by, I guess, media or whoever, kind of near the top. But I don't think there's a huge gap between any of you four teams. But, you know, the district, again, I think you guys, you do what you need to do, should be in contention.
I think we'll be in contention for that. And these girls believe they'll be in contention for that. You know, Bracken County's got a very good basketball team. Augusta has a good basketball team. So, I mean, we'll have to come and we'll have to play and do what we need to do. But I think it'll be an exciting district tournament.
Looking at the region, too, you know, obviously Clark, they're top two in the state. Montgomery's got a top 25 team. But after that, I think there's a lot of parity. You guys kind of rank there, you know, 7, 8, 9 in that range, you know, but I think a lot of parity in the region outside of maybe those top two heavyweights.
Correct. Clark County by far is number two in the state right now, and they got 4 transfers in this summer, and all those transfers probably average 10 points or better a game, so they're going to be a powerhouse. Montgomery County picked up a player as well, averaging, I think, 20. Both those two are going to be tough contenders. But everybody else, I think, is you can just sort of throw them all in lot together, and it's whoever plays the best and finishes is going to take over.
Early in the season, what are you looking at, you know, here in the first couple weeks for your team, or, you know, things you're trying to improve on, or what do you want to see out of your girls? You mentioned you're kind of dealing with some injuries, but, you know, here in the first couple weeks, what are you expecting, looking at, or just trying to analyze for your team?
Well, it'll be a gauge for us to see where we're at. We're going to start with Brossard, and Brossard always is a very good defensively minded basketball team, and they're young as well, and I think they have one senior. I'm pretty sure she didn't play against their first game against Harrison County, so, and they put up 55 points. So I think it was 55-18 against Harrison. So defensively, they're going to be very good, and we're going to see whether or not we're going to be able to execute at that level. Our second game is against Bracken County. That'll be a tough district opponent early on, but Bracken has already played 2 games prior to us, so it'll be interesting to see. But just a gauge to see where we're at. And again, we have a couple. I don't know how Amira Reed's going to be. She had strep, and Kylie Kirk has been out. So those two may or may not be. I know Kylie won't be in, but Amir may not be in, but hopefully she'll be ready for Bracken County's game.
Well, I mentioned, you know, your assistant coaches there. I know those individuals put a lot of time in as well to your program. A lot of those guys have been on staff before, back on staff. You mentioned Willie McKay, adding him, but some dedicated individuals that you guys do it because, number one, you love the kids, you love the program, and coaches don't get rich doing it.
No, they don't, and I do have a coaching staff that works extremely hard. Coach Toll, Coach McKay, all of them work really hard, and we all have the same focus and the same philosophy, and that's always a plus that you got people that want to work together with you to help you do the things that need to be done in this program. And they work really hard, and they're very supportive, and they respond well to the girls. And it's all been fun. It is a lot of hard work, and anybody that tells you that it isn't is wrong. You know, we spend 5 days in the gym, you know, 1.5 to 2 hours at a time, limited number of players that we have, and it's been hard. But you have to be in there in order to be able to work on the skills you need to work on, and sometimes it's hard to balance things things out because of the difference in athletic abilities and so forth, scrimmaging. Sometimes we're not able to accomplish what we want to accomplish because of the inexperience. And that's where coming in will be a good gauge for us to see where we're at. Against Greenup County, I thought, like I said, we had a really good contest with them, and I thought that was a plus to show us where we're at. And I think we're at a good place if we have everybody healthy.
It's the 50th season for Lady Royals basketball. You've coached in the program now, two stints. You played in the program. Mesa County, you know, obviously we're biased, but one of the top teams in the region if you look at success. And, you know, 50 years, I guess what comes to mind, you kind of joke, you've been around for a long time, but when you think 50 years of Lady Royals basketball, and you mentioned when you got the job, you wanted to bring the standard back. You wanted somebody who cared for the kids, who cares for the program, who loves the program, is why you came back. But I guess when you think of 50 years of Lady Royals basketball, what comes to mind?
It's making me feel old. Mason County basketball has always had a tradition of having good programs, and it takes a lot of hard work. A lot of girls have come through the program. A lot of different coaches have come through the program. It's all good. I mean, I just can't believe it's 50 years. It just blows me away.
Again, that was Mason County Lady Royals basketball coach Paula Boozer. The Lady Royals open up the season tonight on the road at Bishop Rossard at 7:30. The game will be on Soft 96. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Mike Murphy Classic is next weekend, Friday, December the 8th, and Saturday, December the 9th at the Fieldhouse. Games on Friday look this way. It's Mason County Lady Royals versus Bryan Station at 6 o'clock, followed by the Mason County Royals versus Greene County at 7:30. Then on Saturday, December the 9th, it's Pendleton County versus Manchester Boys at 1 o'clock, followed by Greene County versus Augusta Boys at 2:30. Then at 4 o'clock, it's the Mason County Lady Royals versus Eastern Brown, followed by Fleming County versus Scott High Boys at 6 o'clock. And the Mason County Royals will close out the night versus Lexington Christian Academy at 7:30. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.